we've been critically low on A negative and O negative blood all week. I realize those both types are very rare. So the people that are those types need to get in here, come and see us. We do have blood drives here in Marquette County across UP, and we also have four other sites. Listeners out there in other service areas, hear our plea. We need you.
Well, this is actually something I know that over the last several years, it seems to come up at this time of year. We end up talking with you folks because people don't think about giving blood once we get into the summertime, right?
No, they really don't. People are busy, you know, with outdoor activities. We've had a really nice summer, vacations, and people are just involved in what is going on around them. And I think people tend to forget that we still need you here at the UP Regional Blood Center.
Well, it can be busy. We're hoping that it's busy. Run us through the process, Sally, if you would. It's a pretty simple thing to do. It doesn't take a whole lot of time, and you pamper them a little bit, too, while they're there, don't you?
Oh, do we ever pamper them. We have some really nice, comfortable chairs. We have juice and cookies. We have some fresh fruit here for the healthy side of donating blood. You have to be at least 17 years of age, weigh at least 110 pounds, be well hydrated, eat within a couple of hours, bring an ID with you, and it takes about half an hour to 45 minutes to get through the process, which isn't a whole lot of time to save up to three lives.
That's really also a point, is that when you do give this, you can help out quite a few lives with just one donation, correct?
That's correct. Your blood is separated into three different parts: red blood cells, plasma, platelets, and it not only goes to help one person, it goes to help up to three people, and it also could help somebody here in Marquette County or across the UP.
Now, with the need, are you planning any extra events or anything that people should know about, or are you just kind of asking them to get in where you are right now?
We're asking them to get into where we are. We will be at the Commons area this Saturday from 9 to 11, and we'll also be out at Brookridge Assisted Living from 1 to 3. So if people could even stop at one of those locations, that would be very helpful. We do have, you know, two Saturday blood drives going on in the Marquette County this weekend, and that would be really helpful if people could stop in and donate at one of those two locations, because normally we don't hold Saturday hours, but we actually have two Saturday blood drives that people can get to.
Now, one of the key things to keep in mind here is while you may be looking for certain types of blood, you are happy to talk to everybody, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Today's need may be A negative and O negative. Tomorrow's need may be O positive and A positive. The need never diminishes. It's a constant need. It's a continuous need, and it only comes from volunteer blood donors, and the only way to get it is through them. So we really do need people in Marquette County across the UP to come in and support their UP Regional Blood Center.
Now, we're speaking with Sally Corrin from the UP Regional Blood Center. And for those that are listening in the Marquette County area here, for those that may not know, where are you located and how can they stop in?
We're located on College Avenue, right across from the MRI bubble, and we're here Monday through Thursday from 8 to 6 and Friday 7 to 4. And if anybody has questions, they can certainly call us at 225-4610.
Well, Sally, we certainly appreciate the information. It's always nice to talk to you. Unfortunately, it's usually about this topic. It's just the downside of the whole thing. But again, it is that time of year where folks really need to consider this. And, you know, and bottom line is, you know, the life you save could actually be your own when it boils right down to it.
That is very true.
Well, hopefully we'll get some folks to come in. And again, you're really people that are in good health, about 17, et cetera, and you'll walk them right through it.
Absolutely. We'll take very good care of you. It's nice and cool in here. We have some cold juice, some wonderful cookies, and great staff.
Well, Sally, again, we appreciate the time this morning. We're going to keep on this throughout the course of the day here as well, and we'll post your information to our blog and our websites and everything else. So hopefully we can get you a crowd here today.
That would be wonderful. I really appreciate all that you do for the UP Regional Blood Center.